USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Outside the courtroom this afternoon, Trump also accused the judge of not understanding basic real estate dealings. He then called New York Attorney General Letitia James a disgrace to our country. Trump is facing fines of up to $250 million. After a three-year pause due to the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. This requirement was reinstated on Sunday. In June, the Supreme Court thwarted a policy aiming to forgive $20,000 in student debt for numerous borrowers. President Biden is exploring alternative avenues for debt cancellation. President Biden commemorated the Americans with Disability Act earlier today.
Calling it a monumental piece of legislation enacted more than 30 years ago, Biden credited the ADA with stopping discrimination based on disability.
One of the most consequential civil rights laws in our nation's history, banning discrimination on the basis of disability by any entity funded by the federal government.
Biden commended the dedicated activists and policymakers whose efforts led to its passage. He also outlined his administration's ongoing commitment to advancing even further accessibility for all. I'm John Schaefer.
Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, is conducting this test to ensure these systems remain effective for warning the public about a national emergency. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
A former New York police commissioner has been subpoenaed by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office to testify in the first trial on alleged efforts to subvert Georgia's 2020 election results. 19 defendants, including former President Donald Trump, are charged, and the first trial is scheduled to begin later this month. Bernie Kirk's lawyer is demanding that he be given immunity to testify. Overheating issues in the new iPhone 15 are being worked out by Apple. The newest iPhone variation was out for less than a week before users began noticing their cell phone is overheating for basic functions. Apple identified several issues, including a bug in the iOS 17 software that can be fixed with an update. New York State will be starting the process of getting migrants who are soon eligible to work connected with jobs tomorrow. Governor Kathy Hochul says about 400 employers have signed up for a new portal for a state program offering 18,000 open jobs to migrants.
That can help solve our problems, at least be a start toward reducing the number of people who need shelter in our city.
State employees will be in New York City helping migrants get connected to the jobs. Half the jobs being offered are in New York City, and 25% of them are in the hospitality field. The Midwest is expected to see high temperatures this week, maybe 10 to 20 degrees warmer than normal. That means in the 80s and 90s. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.